Light on the Path by Mabel Collins. Section 2. Out of the silence that is peace, a resonant voice shall arise. And this voice will say, It is not well. Thou hast reaped, now thou must sow. And knowing this voice to be the silence itself, thou wilt obey. Thou who art now a disciple, able to stand, able to hear, able to see, able to speak, who hast conquered desire and attained to self-knowledge, who hast seen thy soul in its bloom and recognized it, and heard the voice of the silence. Go thou to the hall of learning, and read what is written there for thee. 1. Stand aside in the coming battle, and though thou fightest, be not thou the warrior. 2. Look for the warrior, and let him fight in thee. 3. Take his orders for battle, and obey them. 4. Obey him not as though he were a general, but as though he were thyself, and his spoken words were the utterance of thy secret desires. For he is thyself, yet infinitely wiser and stronger than thyself. Look for him, else in the fever and hurry of the fight thou mayest pass him, and he will not know thee unless thou knowest him. If thy cry meet his listening ear, then will he fight in thee, and fill the dull void within. And if this is so, then canst thou go through the fight cool and unwearied, standing aside and letting him battle for thee. Then it will be impossible for thee to strike one blow amiss. But if thou look not for him, if thou pass him by, there is no safeguard for thee. Thy brain will reel, thy heart grow uncertain, and in the dust of the battlefield thy sight and senses will fail, and thou wilt not know thy friends from thy enemies. He is thyself, yet thou art but finite and liable to err. He is eternal and is sure. He is eternal truth. When once he has entered thee and become thy warrior, he will never utterly desert thee, and at the day of the great peace he will become one with thee. 5. Listen to the Song of Life. 6. Store in your memory the melody you hear. 7. Learn from it the lesson of harmony. 8. You can stand upright now, firm as a rock amid the turmoil, obeying the warrior who is thyself and thy king, unconcerned in the battle save to do his bidding, having no longer any care as to the result of the battle, for one thing only is important, that the warrior shall win, and you know he is incapable of defeat. Standing thus, cool and awakened, use the hearing you have acquired by pain and by the destruction of pain. Only fragments of the great song come to your ears while yet you are but man. But if you listen to it, remember it faithfully, so that none which has reached you is lost, and endeavor to learn from it the meaning of the mystery which surrounds you. In time you will need no teacher. For as the individual has voice, so has that in which the individual exists. Life itself has speech and is never silent. And its utterance is not, as you that are deaf may suppose, a cry. It is a song. Learn from it that you are part of the harmony. Learn from it to obey the laws of the harmony. 9. Regard earnestly all life that surrounds you. 10. Learn to look intelligently into the hearts of men. 11. Regard most earnestly your own heart. 12. For through your own heart comes the one light which can illuminate life and make it clear to your eyes. Study the hearts of men that you may know what is that world in which you live, and of which you will to be part. Regard the constantly changing and moving life which surrounds you, for it is formed by the hearts of men, and as you learn to understand their constitution and meaning, you will by degrees be able to read the larger word of life. 13. Speech comes only with knowledge. Attain to knowledge, and you will attain to speech. 14. Having obtained the use of the inner senses, having conquered the desires of the outer senses, having conquered the desires of the individual soul, and having obtained knowledge, prepare now, O disciple, to enter upon the way in reality. The path is found, make yourself ready to tread it. 15. Inquire of the earth, the air, and the water, of the secrets they hold for you. The development of your inner senses will enable you to do this. 16. Inquire of the holy ones of the earth of the secrets they hold for you. The conquering of the desires of the outer senses will give you the right to do this. 17. Inquire of the inmost, the one, of its final secret which it holds for you through the ages. The great and difficult victory, the conquering of desires of the individual soul, is a work of ages. Therefore expect not to obtain its reward until ages of experience have been accumulated. When the time of learning the 17th rule is reached, man is on the threshold of becoming more than man. 18. The knowledge which is now yours is only yours because your soul has become one with all pure souls and with the inmost. It is a trust vested in you by the Most High. Betray it, misuse your knowledge, or neglect it, and it is possible even now for you to fall from the high estate you have attained. Great ones fall back, even from the threshold, unable to sustain the weight of their responsibility, unable to pass on. Therefore look forward always with awe and trembling to this moment, and be prepared for the battle. 19. It is written that for him who is on the threshold of divinity, no law can be framed, no guide can exist. Yet, to enlighten the disciple, the final struggle may be thus expressed. Hold fast to that which has neither substance nor existence. 20. Listen only to the voice which is soundless. 21. Look only on that which is invisible alike to the inner and the outer sense. Peace be with you.